Hello and welcome back to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it. Yeah, nailed it. I'm Ryan Simmons, and today is Monday, January 9th. Wow. Well. First of all, can I just say happy anniversary? Today is Monday, January 9th. And today marks the beginning of the fourth year, that I have been watching The Irishman 1 minute at a time. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, especially if you're new to the podcast, and as I always say, if you are new, what are you doing here? God help you. You might be saying, it's 365 days in a year. How many minutes in this 2.5 hour movie? You should be easily done. You should have been able to watch it several times by now. Look, it's hard. It's really hard to do it. It's hard to psych yourself up to do it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's just really hard. So why am I back? Well, you know, we were coming up on the anniversary and I just thought, if not now, when? And here's the other thing also, by the way. The actual anniversary, January 6th. So I'm retroactively changing it to today, January 9th. So let's just say from now on, the anniversary of The Irishman, the daily podcast where Ryan watches 1 minute at a time of the 3.5 hour Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talks about it, is January 9th and not the other day. It started on January 9th. Welcome back. I think we're just going to get right to it. Lots has happened. Lots has happened. Jesus Christ. I'm rusty, huh? Lots has happened. But we'll get to all that. Lots has not happened. Good God. What am I talking about? You know what has not had lots happen? I think that's probably a little better. The Irishman. Originally thought it would be funny. It would be funny to take a movie that was so long and watch it minute by minute, mostly because of a suggestion, a pretty innocuous suggestion that Scorsese was like kind of annoyed that people kept saying, oh, you should have made this a series. You should have cut it down into like several parts, which, I mean, he should have. Come on. This would have been great as like a 6-part series. But anyway, and he got like kind of annoyed about it. And I just thought it'd be funny, really funny to watch movie 1 minute at a time. But it also means I take massive breaks in between. But it also means I don't remember what is happening. So this is the part where I try to recollect what I can. So here's what we've got so far. Russ Bufalino is the Pesci character. I have not cheated and caught up or read Wikipedia or anything like that. The only cheat sheet I'm giving myself is the cast list on IMDb, because I'm terrible with names and I will make this a miserable experience for the both of us if I don't look at this list while I'm doing this. Okay, so we have the Pesci character, Russell Bufalino. He's sort of like Frank Sheeran's handler with the mob. And Frank Sheeran is the Irishman. He's the Robert De Niro character. And he's like, he in turn is like Jimmy Hoffa's handler. And where we are right now, it's hour 2:18, 2 hours and 18 minutes in. He's sitting him down at, what was this called? A testimonial, right? Something like that. It's basically just like a birthday party, but not for his birthday. For the De Niro character. So at his own party, Pesci pulls him inside and says, look, the mob has problems with Jimmy Hoffa. I forget exactly why. I think it has something to do with the union. I know, obviously, that there's a union is a big part. I haven't torched that much of my memory, but I don't remember the specifics. I remember Keitel was at the party. Keitel's character's name is Angelo Bruno, which is a hilarious name. And they were giving each other stink eye from the dais. I don't know what's up with that. And Anna Paquin also was there as Peggy. Now, the overall theory that we're working on, 3 years running, and it's honest to God incredible. I haven't spoiled anything about this movie until now. But Frank's relationship with Peggy is weird, to say the least. She knows that he's up to some no good stuff, and she doesn't like it. His whole point, this whole thing is a voiceover of a story within the story. And at the very beginning of the movie, we see him in an old folks home, and then later he's by himself. So what's happening? He's probably dictating the story of this entire movie to nobody in particular, because he knows where Hoff is buried and no one else does. And he'll probably reveal it in the movie, but there will be no one around to see him or hear him say it. And it will be like, oh wow, it's lost to time. That's me. That's my guess of the end of the movie. That's what we're working on, by the way. We are completely caught up now. Incredible. How long did that take me to do? Where's my timer thing? I can't see. 6 minutes? 5 minutes? Great. Love it. Okay, so let's just get right into it. I've burned enough time already. 2 hours and 18 minutes in, they're having a conversation at the party. Here we go. I'm going to start the next min right now.
It's what it is.
Okay, and he's telling him, you got to tell him it's what it is. And he's like, what it is?
It's what they want. It's where it's got.
And he's saying, no more.
You're close to him. Maybe
no more.
You know, I talk.
Wiggle room.
He's a tough guy to talk to.
You know, for Hoffa.
He has no
choice.
Yeah,
there it is right there.
He has no choice. These are the higher ups.
Ay.
Well, he's a higher up, too. I mean, no one.
Not like this, you know.
Yeah, man, this is not good.
If they can whack a president, they can whack a president of a union.
Well, there it is right there.
You know it, and I know it.
Really glad we came back to this. And, oh, there's Anna Paquin. She's looking up at her dad like, what a guy. Kind of.
I talked to this guy. I talked to him. He don't listen, but he's got to listen now. I got to make him listen.
Oh, it's life or death. It is life or death for Jimmy Hoffa. Okay, so I don't exactly remember. Boy, I hope you like to listen to me trying to remember stuff. But yeah, I don't remember exactly what the problem was. But I think Pacino's character, Frankie, our boy Frankie, he's starting to finally get the message. And Pesci, to his credit, is great at delivering this in a straightforward, just like, look, they're going to kill him. He's going to die. They killed the president of the United States. They're going to get this guy. Come on. He's not even a doubt. This guy's going to, like, of course we, and it's a Scorsese movie, right? Which is sort of brings me back to another point that I made, that this is all just Scorsese kind of really underlying, like, you guys know that this was my career, was making movies about these types of dudes, right? And now it's kind of a even more direct to the point. They're old. Let's just cut right to the chase. I dig that. Speaking of cutting right to the chase, you know what? Excellent way to wrap up the day. Welcome back, folks, to a fourth straight year of watching this movie 1 minute at a time. And why? The ultimate question. Well, you know what? If you stick around, I'll give you the answer tomorrow, Tuesday. See you then.